Okay, welcome everybody back to Chassidus. Meanwhile, it's going to be audio, not visual. Okay, we'll start a maimer of Shabbat Shuvah in Likut Torah in Drushim L'Rosh Hashanah, page Samach Dalet, second column. Okay, Daf Torah this week says Shuvah Yisrael, that the Eden should return at Hashem Elokecha to Hashem. So the pasuk says two names, Shuvah Yisrael and Hashem Elokecha. So he says like this. There's two levels of Eden are called Yaakov. Like Yaakov Avinu was called Yaakov, and then he was called Yisrael. And it says, and then the pasuk says, when the Malach came and changed, and Hashem changed his name from Yaakov to Yisrael, Hashem says, your name will not be called Yaakov anymore. Inyan, that means like this, there is a Yaakov level and there's a Yisrael level. The ultimate purpose of creation, the Medrash says, was to have a dwelling place down here. How? By breaking evil, transforming darkness to light. That's the ultimate purpose of creation, to take Tachteinim, to take physical darkness and transform it to light. The word olam, world, comes from the word helam, concealment. Meaning, that this, what does world do? In other words, like this. Hashem is it all over, obviously. Let's just say, pardon me, there's no place Hashem doesn't exist. So, what's world all about? There's darkness that covers the world. But that doesn't mean there's no godliness in the world. It's just being covered by Olam. And therefore, the world seems to be a separate entity. And so what's the purpose of creation? And this Cheshach will be transformed to light. When will we ultimately see what we accomplished? Lost love when Mashiach comes. The eye and by you need, like the pasuk says, you're going to see eye to eye. But I know, how are you going to transform the darkness into light? I de maseinu v'avedaseinu b'meah golos. Through our mice and avoda in the time of golos, in a level of iskafi v'sapcha, of breaking evil and transforming evil shala nefesh. From evil to good, from darkness to light, became Masha Kosula, how by fulfilling what it says in the Pasuk, we are you should know. Not only should you know, you should put it to your heart, meaning you should feel it. But through this knowing in the level Hayem La Sesam, which is Yediyah Levada. But now it's only knowing, not seeing. In other words, now the Veda is Leman Das. You should know, you should understand. But we don't see. It's understanding, which is Shmiya. We merit Zeich Lemesa Mashiach Lemoch Kabos Chodom B'chinas Riyah Mamish Ayin Ba'ayin Yeru. Like it says, we're going to see godliness. So in other words, like this, what's else that I've been saying so far? There's a world Hashem created because He wanted a dira b'tachteinu. So what's olam mean? Helam, concealment. Which means there's godliness, darkness covers it, world covers it, conceals it completely. What's the aved of the Jew? The aved of the Jew is to remove the covering and reveal the godliness. So he says, now the understanding of godliness is only in the level of yediyah. Das elokei avicha. But la'asid lavei, when you remove the darkness, then what's going to be the ultimate? It's going to be a level of Riyah. That's the level we say Hashem Hu Alikim. Which is the higher level of unity. And the lower level of unity, which is the Shil of Shem Havayah B'Shem Alikim V'Adnai B'Shil of Shem Alikim V'Adnai B'Shem Havayah. Okay.
Sounds like a Shema.
Yeah, Hashem Elokim. So like this. The two names are Hashem Elokim, and sometimes Kabbalah says you have Havaya into Elohim, and sometimes Elohim into Havaya. Adonai over here is saying it's like Elohim. So sometimes you have a combination of the names of Hashem, Havaya and Elohim, sometimes you have Elohim and Havaya. Now, what does that mean? There's, like we learned many times, this was called Yichud Ilah and this is Yichud Tato. Yichud Ilah means a higher level of unity. The Dalet Rebbe says at the beginning, Shayich Vamuna is the Pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What is Yichud Ilah? Nothing exists but Hashem. Okay? What's Yichud Tato? The lower level of Yichud. Yichud Tato means there is a world, but the world is bottom. You know, the world is subservient, but there's a world which is subservient. Like we learned many times, Chassidus gives the mashal of Eved Pashut and Eved Naamon. There's a simple servant. The master tells him to do something. He really wants to do something else. Boss and worker, yeah? He really wants to do something else, but he knows he's the boss, he's the master. So he gives up his will for the will of the master. Then there's another Eved, like it said by Moshe Rabbeinu, Chol Beisi Naamon, or Eved Naamon. Eved Naamon is so bottled to the master, he has no will of his own. What the master wants, he wants. And that's the avod of a Jew, Yichud Ilah and Yichud Tato. In other words, Shebe Krishma, Echad Ubaruch Shem Kveid Malchus Leilam Void. That which is the level of Shema Yisrael Yichud Ilah into Yichud Tato, Shaidei Zayav Arli as Vi Ahavta. Then you come to the level of Ahavta. What? In a way of loving Hashem to such an extent, number one, you break the evil, and then secondly, you elevate the evil to a higher level. And that's the reason why we read Shema twice a day, morning and night. It has to be twice. Once, so to speak, Havaya and Elokim, once in Elokim and Havaya. And therefore, the two levels of Shemayim V'Aretz. Shemayim represents the higher level of Yichud. Aretz represents the earth, the lower level of Yichud. We read Shema twice, out of a vacant morning and the night. In other words, every aspect of it, it has to be the level of Bittul.
Therefore, the world cannot exist.
The world is existing, but not as a separate entity from Hashem. It is Hashem. It's an extension of Hashem.
It is Hashem.
Yeah. You find this in Chumash, when Eliezer went to find the Shidduch, when Eliezer went to find the Shidduch, so it's an interesting thing. Nowhere, no, it's not. I'm reading because there's only one copy. When Eliezer went to find the Shidduch, he was a Shliach, the first Shliach, yeah? So Eliezer, his name is not even mentioned. Not when Avram called him in, just as Avram called in the elders, the Kambes, Amesha, B'chalad, his trusted servant. When he went, it doesn't say, not once, his name Eliezer. The Medrash says it was Eliezer. Teresh Balpeh. And he comes along to make his pitch, Shidduch pitch. He says, Ever Avram Anechi. He didn't even say, Ani Eliezer ben Avram. He said, Ever Avram Anechi. With the bittul of Eliezer, there was no Eliezer bottle to Avram. It was only Avram. That was the ultimate level of bittul. And you say, okay, just skip the parentheses until the bottom line. Just like in world exists heaven and earth, a person is a mini world. So therefore, if there's Shemayim and Oretz in world, there's Shemayim and Oretz in a person also. Because the nefesh is composed of four levels. Seichel and Machshava Dibur Amaisa. Right? Now, Vinei, HaSeichel VaMachshava, Hem Mechina Shemayim. Seichel and Machshava are more spiritual. They're not tangible. Therefore, they're called heaven. Vadiba v'maisim b'chinas aretz, and speech and action, which is more tangible, is already considered aretz. She'im eyeh she'gama machshava hu b'chinas levushal ha'nefesh. K'mei diba n'maisim, even though l'cha'eda. Machshava is only a garment of the nefesh, not the nefesh. Hari machshava klum l'chedesim ha'nefesh ha'meskeles. V'ef she'liyas l'seichu b'liyesis ha'machshava. In other words, it says like this. There's Shemayim V'aretz in a person. What Shemayim V'aretz in a person? Thought and speech is heaven. And Dibur, Seichel Machshava means. Seichel Machshava is heaven. Dibur Ma'aseh is action. So it says, even though L'cha'era thought is not so important, it's secondary to the Nefesh. Nevertheless, thought is this higher level of Bittul. Thought is so bottled to the Nefesh, you can never stop thinking. You can't have any seichel without machshava. And the Chassidus, the Alter Rebbe explains in Torah, by the way, we learned this many times. Why is a person called Adam? Okay, so Chumash says, Shelah says, but another reason why Adam is called Adam, so the Alter Rebbe says, because Aleph stands for thought, Dalet is Dibur, Mem is Ma'aseh, so therefore Adam is thought, speech, and action. That's what a person is. What's a person? It's thought, speech, and action. So the Alter Rebbe asks, why isn't he called Madame? Machshava Dibur Ma'aseh. And he'd be French. But why didn't he call Machshava Dibur Ma'aseh? He'd be called Madame. So the Alter Rebbe says, Machshava is called Aleph. Why? And he says, it's impossible for a person not to think. Even if he's not thinking, he's thinking, he's not thinking. But thought can never stop. Therefore, Machshava is called Aleph because it's mamish one with the soul. Just like you can stop talking, you can stop doing. But thinking, you can never stop. So thought is mamish so bottled to the nefesh that it's mamish one with the nefesh. Therefore, Chassidus explains, the Gemara says, thoughts of sin are worse than the sin. How could thoughts of sin be worse than a sin? I didn't do anything. So Chassidus explained, because on the nefesh, thought is a bigger blemish than speech and action, because thought is one thing with the nefesh. So when you blemish thought, you're actually blemishing a deeper level of the in the nefesh than you are with speech and action, because machshava is one with the nefesh. Because you don't get punished for it. First of all, a blemish on the soul there is. The reason why you don't get, because this world is a world of action. Therefore, you don't get punished for dibur either. Except Avodah Zarah.
How would one get punished for that? How would a person know?
The Gemara talks about the ways of the person getting the crush. But otherwise, there's only there's no punishment for dibur either. Lashon b'maisa, usually an action that doesn't have a lashon hara, you don't get malchus for. Huh? Yeah, there's certain exceptions to the rule, but what? Yeah, but they're saying, okay, let me just continue this. Machshava, Dibur, Ma'aseh, Chassidus explains, correspond with the three worlds. Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiyah. Bria is thought, Yetzirah is speech, and Asiyah, action. So, when a person blemishes thought, not in this world. This world is Asiya. In Asiya, there's no thought. I mean, but in the world of Bria, you're blemishing the Lukus. When you speak, which is the world of Yetzirah, you're blemishing the world of Yetzirah. So not only are you blemishing your nefesh, because Machshav is one with the nefesh, and he says, Harekadi Kamtza is like a snail, the Levushamineo Bay, the garment. Or a turtle. The garment of the snail is part of the snail. So you could put it on and off like a coat. You put it on and off. The snail is one. That means even though it's a garment, the snail's shell is a garment. But it's a garment that's mamish one with the snail. So therefore, machshava, yes, it's only a garment, but it's a garment that's inseparable from the neshama. Mashen ken adiba va maisa. On the other hand, all diba na maisa mechinas nefradim in hanefesh. The Alter Rebbe is explaining this to explain why seichel and machshava is shamayim, the higher levels, and diba na maisa are the lower level because those are tangible. Ve'en hanefim sabeshes b'hem tami. And therefore, the nefesh is not always in speech and action. Only when you speak, when you talk, that's when the nefesh is involved in it. Otherwise, the nefesh is not involved. Therefore, those levels are called eretz. And therefore, you have to break the evil of the nefesh. Whether it's the level of shemayim or bein bechinas oretz, she'll call abba bechinas. That all the four heavens, meaning of Seichel, Machshava, Dibur, and Maisa, which is Shemayim and Oretz, should be Lavaya Levadu. Hainu. Seichel, Vadibur, Yimum, Lor, Mitoyer, Michochma. That the Seichel should be full only of Torah, which is the level of Chochma. Vidibar, the Bom of Chinas, and Maisa, like it says in the second parsha of Shema, Rosafta, the Ganecha, which is Tzedakah. Okay? So therefore, the Alter Rebbe is saying is, Yaakov Yisrael is Yichudi Lo Yichudi Tator. The Shemayim Va'oretz. Ultimate goal is take off the concealment, make it from Yediya to the ear, right to see Alukus. That's the Aveda of Shemayim and Oretz. Like we said, is Seichel and Machshava and Dibur Amais.
The small is level of.
What's it? That's he coming to now. Vinei Yichudi Tator, the lower level of Yichud, meaning a world exists. But is bottle. He says that's the level of Yud Akiv. Yud is the level of Chochma Bittul Hadim Shebebchinas Akiv. The Sefer Madreges, he is his Kafki Visabcha. So the Alter Rebbe says like this. His name, if he holds, why was he called Yaakov? Because he was holding on to the heel. Should he be called Akiv? Why is he called Yaakov? What's the Yud? So Chassidus explained, Alter Rebbe is saying, Yud is the level of Chochmah, which is Bittul. Now what's the Aved of Yaakov? That the Yud, the Bittul, Telukus, should permeate all the way down to the heel. Into the Okay. I know. Bittanim, Sefer Madaris, is Kafis, to break evil and transform evil. I know. Shaddai, in Ha'adam, Chinas Mulchamah, which when the person is in the level of battle, which is he has to break evil and fight and transform evil, meaning he's fighting evil. As midas alukim and tzimtzum, lias alma the pruda. Therefore, the level of alukim and tzimtzum, which is the world of separation, bereishis bara alukim, he agiveres v'ikras b'nefesh ha'adam. That's the main avodah of the nefesh. Meaning like this: when a person's avodah is fighting evil, that's then he's called Yaakov. Yisrael, he was called after he won the angel, not while he was fighting. After he won the angel, right, Yaakov the Malach of Esa, then he was called Yisrael, because he already finished it. Yaakov, no. No, Adrab, first he didn't say anything yet. No, Yaakov's the lower level. That's the, yeah, he didn't say anything differently before. No. V'ikr v'nefesh Adam ela shehimam shebechinas yud. Haino shilav avayim alukim v'adnai. Ki avayim b'choch aval Yisrael. But the level of Yisrael is post-battle. Why? Ki sari se'im alukim, you already fought, you already won, you already controlled. Shekvar gel v'av shem avayil shem alukim. Which is the name of shem alukim v'adnai b'avayim. Which is higher than the level of Tzimtzum. Okay, so the Alter Rebbe is explaining here very simple. There's Yaakov, there's Yisrael. Okay, when a person, why is he called Yaakov? Because he's still fighting, he has to bring the Yod into the, okay? And he starts explaining there's a level of Shemayim Va'aretz. First he says he's Yichudi Lo Yichudi Tato, which is Aveda Shemayim Va'aretz, and he explained Shemayim is Seichel and Machshava, which is Mamash Moma De Nefesh. Then you have Dibur Ma'aseh, which are Elum Nefradim. So he says, what's the Aveda of Yaakov? when a person has to be mamshich to bring down the yod into the okay, meaning bittel, into the lowest thing, meaning he's in the middle of a battle, he has to become bottle to Hashem, breaking and transforming. So then, that's the avodah of Yaakov. Once he wins that, he's already on a higher level of Yisroel Kisarisim of Atuchal. He already overcame the evil. So then he's called the level of Yisroel. So Yaakov is when he's in battle. Yisroel is when he's post-battle. Therefore, Yisroel is a higher name than Yaakov. But as we already learned, I think now that I was going to explain this later, I don't know. But there's a mile of Yaakov over Yisroel too. Thus states there's a mile, there's an advantage of Yehuda Tata over Yehuda Yilov. In other words, in the Avodah of Bittul, let's take the two mashalim of the Eved. An Eved that's so bottled to the master that what the master wants, he wants. Yeah? In practical Bittul, he's not fighting anymore. He reached the level that he's completely one with the master. But bottom line is, he has no wills of his own. Yehudei law means there's only God, there is no world. Okay, so there's no world, so you don't have, what are you doing? Yaakov means, or Yehudei Tato, or Eved Pasha means, I have my own will. Pilud, separation exists, evil exists, darkness exists, but I give it up for you. Tzadik about tshuva, for that matter, Dalt Rebbe in Tanya says tzadik and beinoni. Dalt Rebbe in Perichov Zayin asks, what's the purpose of the beinoni coming down?
To fight.
I who never win, so what's the purpose? So the answer is, I think we mentioned Rosh Hashanah briefly. No, in one of the Zoom classes. What's the mila of beinoni? There's two, there's a sweet spice, and then there's a bitter spice. Yeah? So he says, God forbid, if somebody faints, you don't give him sugar to smell. You give him hot sauce or whatever, sharp stuff to smell. But this is sweet and this is sour. But there's an advantage of sour over the sweet. So the avodah of a beinoni, Hashem said, I know you're never going to win, because then you'd be a tzaddik. And you have to be born to be a tzaddik. The beinoni, the Alter Rebbe says, okay, I understand you're fighting, but that's what Hashem enjoys. Hashem enjoys when there's bittul. Yeah, level-wise, a tzaddik is higher, because he doesn't have a yetzahara. He's completely bottled. It's Yehudei Yilov. But still, there's an advantage. Just like Siddhis explains, if the person wants to go somewhere, you can't walk on your head. You have to go with your feet. So the feet have an advantage that the head doesn't have. Okay, right, the base.
Why is it better to be called, that Adam is called Adam, and Av is better than Achshavah? How does that describe the name? The Shalfu is better? You say it should have been Madan.
Yeah, but Aleph wants, because the name wants to show that the person's Machshavah is Mamish one with the Nefesh.
And that's expressed better by the
Adam.
Acronym.
Yeah, but the mem. Mem means machshava. Aleph means it's bottle mamish to the nefesh. It says in the pasuk, "Vayaram vayonu vayamdu melochik." The nation saw and they trembled, and they fell on their faces. Vayim and Hashem who alikim beis pum. In the famous story with Eliyahu and Har Carmel, you know, when the fire came down from heaven. So there, the pasuk concludes, "Hashem alikim, Hashem alikim." They all trembled because they saw that the idol worshiper guys didn't do anything, and Eliyahu Navi got the fire from Hashem after he soaked the mizbeach and everything. So it says they saw and they screamed Hashem O Elikim, Hashem O Elikim twice, not only once, twice. So he says, what?
We didn't see, but they screamed this morning in Slichot.
What?
What? What's he talking about? What's slichas? What's slichas? There's no slichas after Tzingadayim. The Harvin, Lamakafla, Beis Parman. We need to understand why couldn't they say Hashem Olakim once? They got the point already. Hashem Olakim said twice. Acha Inyin, Kiavai Olakim, Yezbei Beis Perushim. There's two meanings of Havaya 128. There's two meanings in the word Havaya or Likim. We say this by Hashem or Likim. What do we mean Hashem or Likim? He said there's basically two meanings of the words Hashem or Likim. Echad Shavayu Gilion Sav Baruch Bechina Sam Shach of His Pashtas. That the level of a Yudke Vavke, which is Amshoch and the manifestation of Havaya V'chesed, of Zohar Chastili is called Havayas Hu Atzmei Hu Elikim. The symptom, Shet symptom li is Elmas Nefeldim Baligvul, meaning like this. One definition of Hashem Hu Elikim, Hashem represents all the Giluyim, the revelations of Elokus. You know, Yudas Chochmah has been all the it says, even those revelations of Yudke Vavke are really Elokim, all Tzimtzum. It's not Hashem. Even Havaya, even the revelations of Yudke Vavke, higher than world, believe will save him, Kolam, is really Elokim. It's even a Tzimtzum by Hashem. And he says, V'ribu yischalkes madreis. Meaning, shenim, different elements of symptom. Shat symptom hazeh im ayesh shebemesu symptom gadol. Legabi ernta baruch shenim bchinas gvul. Mikama kemarei hu avaya. Shaydei zanim shebchinas avaya lahavas kolas havas miayin liyesh. Shebolodi had symptom for wouldn't be a symptom. Lahoyo elim is cloud. Shoy betemim kain vahoyo kloyoyo. Okay. So he says like this. No, okay. This. Which means that even the Havayas, even the higher revelations, is all the level of Tzimtzum. Why? Because the purpose of these revelations, why did Hashem reveal himself? Because he wanted to create a world. And this world that he wanted to create it, to make a Dirav HaTachtonim, to take all those levels that became concealed and to reveal them. Right? That, so therefore he had to reveal. Which explains, by the way, in Chassidus it says, why did Hashem create the world? So Chassidus always says, Nesav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Dirav HaTachtonim. Hashem wanted a dwelling place down here. Yeah? In Arizal, it says different dances. Legalish Tlemis Kechetiv will put Olaisav to show Hashem's greatness. And this. So it's not that Chassidus disagrees. There are different levels. In other words, in Giluyim, why did Hashem reveal revelations of the world? To reveal his powers, not to show off. But now that you have infinite powers that are now being limited in a limited world, but in essence, in the limited world, there's really these infinite revelations. So then when he creates Dirav HaTachtonim, which is the ultimate purpose of Atzmus, Latzmus Yisbarich, the essence of Hashem, not because of the Keiches. The Arizal speaking about the revelations of Hashem, emanations of Hashem. That's one purpose of creation. But the ultimate is to take those revelations which are concealed, and by revealing them, you reveal greater than it was before those revelations happened.